This is Jim Field.
And Stacy Linford.
And this is your Nishna Valley. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I did.
Spend it with lots of people?
Lots of people, lots of food.
That was my next question, the lots of food part.
As always, yes, of course.
Okay, let's relive it. What'd you have?
Well, we had, of course, turkey and mashed potatoes. Mm. There's gravy. I'm not really a gravy person, so I just load up on the butter.
Oh, gravy goes on everything.
I don't know. Sometimes I can eat a little bit of it. I don't know.
Gravy on turkey, on mashed potatoes, on dressing.
I'm not a dressing person either.
And let's face it, the gravy doesn't stay in its place on the plate.
It runs into everything.
Now, when we were kids, we hated that, right?
Yeah.
Were you one of those that had to separate everything
on your plate?
I think most kids are like that. But then we grow out of that when we realize it doesn't matter and it's so good.
Mm-hmm. You just use that dinner roll to wipe up everything anyways.
Yeah, exactly. Now you're catching on.
Oh, yeah. That I'll do. Finish up a little something on my plate with my roll. Yeah.
I've been telling people that for years. Being German, that's just the way I was raised.
Yeah.
A roll with your dinner is nothing more than a mop. It's made to clean your plate afterward.
You're just helping, you know, just help them out clean the dishes. So.
Absolutely. And why let any of that good gravy slip away? You got to have that stuff. All right. So you had turkey, you had mashed potatoes, you had a little gravy. I assume you had some stuffing.
There was stuffing. I don't eat that either.
Which is why you don't eat the gravy.
Probably, yes.
Did you eat the cranberry sauce?
I don't eat cranberry sauce either. I know, I'm terrible. No, I don't think I've ever really tried it to even... I don't know.
So, Stacy, how was your Thanksgiving? It was great. I had a burger and fries.
I had turkey. And, of course, sweet corn. My mom always, you know, freezes sweet corn. And so you get that. And baked beans and California blend and salads and, of course, desserts.
Yeah, let's get to the good stuff.
Lots of desserts.
What'd you have for dessert?
Oh, well, of course, pumpkin pie.
Oh, thank goodness. Something traditionally Thanksgiving.
Yes. And chocolate pie. And let's see what else was there. There's cheesecake. And then there was those Reese's peanut butter cups, like in the cookies.
Mm-hmm. You know,
oh, I love those. My aunt always makes those. Mm. So I had a few of those. And I don't know, just little snacky stuff kind of throughout the day.
Mm, that's the problem.
Yep.
Too much snacky stuff all throughout the day.
Yeah.
What time did you eat?
We ate at noon.
Oh, you did? Okay. Mm-hmm. So you eat two meals then?
We get there around noon. It's usually, I guess, around 12:30 or so.
Mm-hmm.
But
see, our tradition always has been, of course, it doesn't exist anymore because people have passed on now. Mm-hmm. I don't have any grandparents left here on this earth. But we always used to go down to my grandmother's house. And fortunately, I know it's not the case in all families, but everybody all got along pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandfather on my mom's side, he passed away when I was 4 years old. So my grandmother was by herself for a long time. Well, my dad's mom, my other grandparents, mom and dad, they got along great. So they always invited them over. So my mom's side and my dad's side always got together, you know, when it came to time for those kind of Thanksgiving and Christmas, any holidays, quite frankly. So it was really cool that everybody could do that all together. You know, that way you're not having to split time at somebody's house, go to somebody else's house, or feeling bad because somebody maybe gets left out. So that was always pretty cool, but it was always a full house.
Oh, I bet.
Gee whiz. And, you know, Grandma would cook tons of stuff. I remember at one point she used to make two turkeys. There were so many people.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, imagine how difficult that is with one oven.
With one oven, yeah.
Trying to make two turkeys and then all the other things that you need to be able to feed all these people.
And she did it all herself?
Well, no, on the holidays she got a lot of help.
Yeah.
She got some help. All the women folk would gather around the stove and help, you know?
Yeah.
No, she got a lot of help.
Yeah.
But it's so much food.
Mm-hmm.
And the pies. I was always amazed by the pies. She would always have like 6 to 8 pies out.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's how many people
we had
there.
For that many people.
But, you know, by the time you get done, we would usually eat somewhere between like 1 and 2 in the afternoon. And that would be the big meal. And then later on, about, 6 o'clock or so, out comes the leftovers. Hey, anybody want a turkey sandwich, you know? So we'd make turkey and dressing sandwiches and all kinds of different things, or just, you know, put some more on your plate and throw it in the microwave and heat it up and, you know, whatever you wanted. But then it was time for dessert, and oh, no, are you kidding me? There'd be like 2 or 3 pumpkin pies there because it's you know,
Thanksgiving,
the holidays.
Yeah.
there'd be a two or three pumpkin pies. She'd always have like a cherry pie, an apple pie. I'm trying to think of what else. There were other mincemeat. She'd always have a mincemeat pie there, which I've never had. I've never tried that before. But I had a, there was a great uncle who loved that. Oh, he just loved that stuff. I don't know where, you know, when I think back on all of that, how big the gathering was, how much food there was, even more amazing than how did you cook it all?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's only one oven. How'd you do all that? The more amazing thing to me is where did you put it all after the meal was over? Because you only have one refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of leftovers.
Have you been making room for this year then for leftovers?
Oh. Well, if I had anything to say about it, there wouldn't be leftovers.
Oh, okay.
Because I do like pumpkin pie. I always save some room for at least a small sliver of pumpkin pie, a little pumpkin pie with some whipped cream on top.
Yes.
But what I'm really interested in is the good stuff. You know, when you're a kid, you have that sweet tooth, and you like candy, and you like dessert, and all that kind of stuff. I still like candy. But, yeah, because who doesn't like chocolate?
Oh, yeah.
But I'd much rather have the main stuff.
The main course now.
Oh, if you gave me a choice between turkey and mashed potatoes and gravy and dressing and all that kind of stuff, or all the dessert stuff, the pies and whatever, mm-hmm. not even a contest for me. I'm going straight for the turkey and stuff. I'd rather have that every single day.
Yeah.
And turkey to me is, and maybe that's part of it, is because of the memories that you have, because we all have those, you know, mm-hmm. from when you were a kid. And obviously things change. You're in that part of your life now where things have changed for you. You've got two new additions to your family.
Right.
Three, if you count the fact that you were married just a few years ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, all the traditions kind of morph and change, you know, and it never stays the same as we remember it. But the one constant to me is that big meal.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's one of the reasons why I love a big, full turkey dinner so much. And I just, the thought, even if it's just my wife and I, if we're not going anywhere, we can't get back to see family, even if it's just us, sitting down to the big turkey dinner and stuff, that's my connection,
mm-hmm.
you know, to growing up and the big family, because I love being together like that with family and stuff. That's so much fun. And that's kind of my connection back to that again.
And you make everything that you had back then.
Yeah. And I don't, you know, maybe the turkey isn't the greatest thing in the world, but it sure is, you know, when you sit down to eat it, because it brings back all those great memories and everything. And I do like turkey.
It is good.
And it does give me one whale of a nap later in the day.
Yeah.
Turkey, football, nap, repeat.
Yeah, it's hard to get anything accomplished besides just eating on Thanksgiving.
Oh, I know. I never understood it, because the women, when we got together for the holidays, they all kind of hung out in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they would take care of the food preparation, and after the meal, they would take care. It was a big social gathering. They'd have this big assembly line thing put together to wash the dishes afterward, get everything put away. And then they'd clean off the table, and then they would sit there and play cards and visit and whatever else, sometimes have their little ice cream drinks, you know, those types of things. And,
and then
the men folk
gather around the TV.
That's right. The men folk were gathered around the TV in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times a card table came out, and then there was, maybe perhaps a jug of whiskey or something similar to that, you know, that would sit on the table and be passed around, and there'd be card playing out there, a little different than the cards that were being played in the other room, and perhaps a cigar or two that might have been smoked. And the kids, well, we were just kind of running around in the back room where mm-hmm. there was another TV with other stuff going on and kids shows and stuff or playing games and things. So it's just like the men were here, the women were here, and the kids were here. We all had our separate spots and we all were doing our things, and they were all age appropriate and whatever else and stuff. And then all of a sudden we became teenagers, and I became more interested in, hey, can I play cards? Hey, because I want to watch football in there, too.
Yeah.
I don't want to sit and watch the kids' cartoon and stuff. Does it sound anything like that at your place?
Yes, it sure does. I remember as a kid growing up, we were all downstairs playing video games or playing the pool table and playing all the toys. And, the men were upstairs around the TV, eventually snoring. And
mm-hmm.
my mom and aunt, you know, in the kitchen. And,
So the men folk and the women folk were all separated, huh?
Yep. And then one side of my family also, we always play, well, I never play, but they always play cards too. We usually end up playing cards and kind of weird, similar stuff.
Yeah. Traditions. Well, it's, you know, it keeps everybody busy and happy, and and awake after that big turkey dinner. You got to do something
to stay
awake.
For a while, at least.
Yeah, for a while. After a while, you just can't take it anymore.
Yeah.
Well, we hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. And then we turn the page and everybody starts, you know, in with Christmas season. Although, as we all know, Christmas season started, I think, July 5th.
Pretty much.
Because, you know, we don't wait for holidays to happen anymore. We just kind of jump right ahead. But, and this year with the calendar like it is, I mean, you know, Thanksgiving's like a week later than normal. It's the latest date it could possibly be, with November 1st falling on a Friday. That means there are only four Thursdays in November, which means being the 28th, that's the latest it could possibly be. You know, if the month would have fallen, if the first of the month would have fallen on a Thursday, if the 1st of November would have been Thursday, then the 22nd would have been Thanksgiving Day, which would have been the earliest it could be. So it's kind of awkward. It's almost like you lose a week of the Christmas season, the after Thanksgiving season. So, you know, for merchants, that means hustle, 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 time to get going. And, you know, this weekend, you know, a lot of folks refer to the Friday after Thanksgiving as Black Friday. Because a lot of stores used to always, that would be the day they'd get into the black for the year, you know.
Yeah.
But then there's the Saturday, the 30th, you know, that's referred to as Small Business Saturday, where folks, you know, let's concentrate on the local small businesses. Well, that's nonsense. Let's concentrate on small businesses every day of the year. Let's not just do it one Saturday out of the year. And then, of course, on Monday, it'd be December 1st, that is, or no, it'd be December 2nd. That is referred to as Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
Because, you know, something new in the last several years, because that's the day that a lot of folks, after the holidays, sit down on their work computers.
What?
Yeah, go figure that. And instead of working, they're doing their Christmas shopping and stuff online. So, yeah, let's just focus on the other stuff.
Yeah.
Have a good time. We got a lot of Christmas stuff to focus on here. I'm amazed. You're going to hear a lot of the Christmas stuff happening now as we start to turn this corner. But what do you have over there?
All right. Well, on Sunday, the Danish Immigration Archives and Storywise proudly present Nejesta, the Danish-Russian-American Danish film by Anton Gammelgaard with English subtitles. That's going to premiere at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton at 1:30, and they'll have coffee and cake served. If you enjoy some bingo, you can play some bingo in Audubon. The Firehouse Flames, they play bingo every first Monday at the Memorial Building in Audubon. The doors open at 5:30, and they do have a light lunch available. And then early bird bingo is at 6:30, and regular bingo is at 6:45. An Apple Skeever Supper is coming up. The United Lutheran Church in Shelby is having their Apple Skeever Supper on December 4th, and that is from 4 to 7. Got a few Red Cross blood drives coming up. The first one we'll talk about is in Anita. That's on December 4th from 8:30 to 2:30 at the Cam High School. Then over in Red Oak on December 5th from 8 a.m. to 1:30. That's at the Montgomery County Hospital. And then again in Red Oak on December 6th. That is at the Red Oak High School Auditorium. Oh, let's see. Books Are Fun, a book fair that will be held on December 6th. It's at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. It's from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and that will be held in the main lobby atrium. There's a nice variety of books. They're for all ages, and they have some gift items that will also be available. So that's Books Are Fun, a book fair on December 6th at the hospital from 8 to 4 in the main lobby atrium. So roller skating for the kids at Agri Hall Fairgrounds. That's on December 6th and 20th. And that also goes on for the next couple of months, January 3rd, 17th, and 31st, February 14th, March 14th, and 28th. Beginners will skate at 6, and then everyone else will skate from 6:30 to 8:30, and it's only $4 per person. So the first one coming up for that is December 6th, and the other one for the month of December is December 20th. A mobile pantry will be in Griswold on December 7th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Griswold Fire Department. It's a traveling food pantry that delivers food directly to families in need for a one-day distribution free of charge. They do ask that you bring boxes or bags to help carry food. Again, that's a mobile pantry in Griswold on December 7th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Griswold Fire Department. A Beauty Within and Without event that's coming up on December 7th. It's from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. The event will help tap away stress, turn on your inner glow, energize you for the holidays, and give you holiday gift options. There's a chocolate meditation and a style show, spa luncheon. Tickets are $20 in advance. That does include the spa lunch, or $25 if purchased from November 23rd through the 4th. And they're available at Brown Shoe, Complimentary Care Center, Global Horizons, Isagenics, Wendy Peterson, Lulu's. A portion of the proceeds will be gifted to the Atlantic Police Department's Children's Christmas Funds. If you'd like more information on that, you can call 250-0275. That event, again, is being held on December 7th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. A holiday decorating program is being held by the Cass County Conservation Board. It is free, and it's on December 7th at 1 at the Atlantic Public Library in the community room. It's for all ages. This year, they're making ornaments and decor out of natural objects. It's sponsored by Brinks Flowering Gifts, and they do ask that you pre-register by November 29th by calling 769-2372. Again, that's the Cass County Conservation Board's free natural holiday decorating program on December 7th at 1 at the Atlantic Public Library Community Room. St. Patrick's in Audubon, they're having a cookie walk on December 7th. That's at 9 a.m. at St. Patrick's Parish Center. The Firehouse Flames Children's Carnival, that's coming up on December 7th. They are having that from 10 a.m. to noon, and that's at the Memorial Building in Audubon. It's for children 2 through 10, accompanied by a parent or adult, and they'll be making some Christmas crafts. They'll decorate Christmas cookies. You can wander through a box maze, and they'll have lots more going on. Admission for that is just $2 with optional canned good or a stocking cap or mittens donation. The Firehouse Flames Children's Carnival on December 7th from 10 a.m. to noon, and they're holding that in the Memorial Building in Audubon. Over in Anita, the Anita Child Care Center's 5th Annual Silent Auction will be held on December 8th, and that's going on during the Anita Christmas Walk. Their silent auction is to help raise money for the early childhood and their after-school care programs. Again, that's on December 8th during the Anita Christmas Walk. A benefit soup and supper and silent auction will be held for Maddox Starmer, son of Officer Matt Starmer, and his wife Melissa. Maddox is on life support waiting for a new heart, and the benefit and silent auction will be held on December 10th, and that's at the Audubon Community School, and they're holding that before and during the basketball game. That's a benefit soup, supper, and silent auction for Maddox Starmer on December 10th, and that's at the Audubon Community School before and during the basketball game. Zion Lutheran Church's annual cookie walk's coming up. That's on December 14th from 11:30 to 1:30, and that's in the church basement. They'll have lots of good stuff. Cookies, breads, candies sold by the pound. Containers are provided, and proceeds from this go to mission projects. That's the Zion Lutheran Church's annual cookie walk on December 14th from 11:30 to 1:30. We have one final blood drive. That is the Red Cross blood drive. It will be held in Shelby on December 14th, and that is from 7:30 to 12:30 at the Shelby Community Building.
It's a lot of stuff.
Yes, it is.
An awful lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Tell you what, I've got some more stuff here, too. Most of it's Christmas-related, too. We'll take a quick break, and we'll tell you more about that right after this.
Whether you're a patient we're seeing regularly for chemo treatments, attending one of our diabetes clinics, or a couple about to have your first baby. At Cass County Memorial Hospital, we think about your health 365 days a year.
What you eat is a big part of your health and wellness. Heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers are linked to what you eat. This is Emily Kringle, registered dietitian at Cass County Memorial Hospital for the past 36 years. Eating plenty of whole grains, vegetables, and fruits, along with substituting fish for one serving of red meat a week, will help give your body the fuel it needs to support you in an active, healthy lifestyle.
Whether we're setting a broken bone in our emergency department or providing rehab services after a long illness, we're here to help you feel better. Cass County Memorial Hospital, neighbors caring for neighbors.
All right, back to business here. Before I get into the Christmas stuff, I have one other thing coming up this next week. And when I say this next week, I mean December.
That doesn't even seem right.
I know, it's gone. Shelby United Lutheran Church women are having an apple skiver and sausage supper. How can you go wrong with that? That'll be on Wednesday, December 4th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the United Lutheran Church at 601 Summit Street in Shelby. Call-in orders will be taken there as well. So get yourself ready to go for that apple skiver and sausage supper Wednesday, December 4th, 4 to 7 p.m. at the United Lutheran Church in Shelby as the church women are sponsoring that event. Apple skeevers are always good.
Mm-hmm.
Got plenty of things coming up next weekend around the area for some Christmas, some early season Christmas stuff happening. For example, in Avoca, they're going to have their United Church of Avoca's annual Christmas Tree Bazaar luncheon and nativity display on Saturday, December the 7th. That'll be from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and that'll be at 304 North Elm Street in Avoca. Now, the luncheon will be from 11 to 1, and the homemade creamed turkey over biscuits will be served with relishes, salad, and cake. $6 for high school students and adults, $3 for K through 8th graders, and preschoolers are free. Now, everyone is welcome, as they'll also have a cookie walk, a bake sale, tree decorations, homemade items, and over 30 nativity sets will be on display. That's the United Church of Avoca's annual Christmas Tree Bazaar Luncheon and Nativity Display, Saturday, December 7th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 304 North Elm in Avoca. And they hope to have a great crowd. Folks from all over are certainly welcome to attend. Also, let's see, a lot of stuff going on in Adair next weekend as well. The 18th annual Adair Festival of Trees, that's sponsored by the Adair Women's Club and the Adair Public Library, will be held on Saturday, December 7th from 1 to 8 p.m., and then again on Sunday, December 8th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Adair Community Center. Now, they're asking for free will donation, and the proceeds will help out local scholarships, and the funds will be supported by Adair County Thrivent. That's the 18th annual Festival of Trees in Adair at the Adair Community Center, Saturday, December 7th, 1 to 8, Sunday, December 8th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., co-sponsored by the Adair Women's Club and the Adair Public Library. Also, in conjunction with that, the Adair Lions Club Soup Dinner will be held as part of that holiday extravaganza on Saturday, December 7th, and that also will be at the Adair Community Center. So if you go for the Festival of Trees, you can enjoy this as well. It'll be serving from 4:30 p.m. until pretty much until it's finished, until it's gone, for your free will offering. And they'll be collecting food for the Adair Food Pantry at that time as well. So if you stop over to the Festival of Trees Saturday, December 7th at the Adair Community Center, you can enjoy the Adair Lions Club Soup Supper, again, serving at 4:30. And then also the Adair Chamber of Commerce is holiday extravaganza is going on Saturday, December 7th at the Adair Community Center. So lots of stuff happening there. They're going to have a drawing for $150 in bonus bucks, so $350 drawings. You can sign up from 1 to 7 on Saturday, and the drawing will be at 7 p.m. They'll have a Christmas ornament craft table for kids from 1 to 7 p.m. Santa will be visiting from 5 to 6:30 p.m. That'll be sponsored by the Adair Hairdressers. Do they dress his beard, too, I wonder?
Maybe.
Because that's really the most impressive part. There'll be vendors present there as well, and the Grant Sky Eagles will be serving breakfast on Sunday. So lots of things going on there with in Adair, with the Chamber of Commerce, the groups holding the Festival of Trees, the Women's Club and the Public Library, and, of course, the Lions Club with the dinner. Also at Casey on Saturday, December 7th, Santa Claus will be in town at the Casey Community Building from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. There'll be vendors there from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can sign up for drawings. They'll have a kid's drawing by Santa. There'll be turkeys and hams available as well. Free will offering lunch provided by the Casey Service Club, and that whole event sponsored by the Casey Service Club. So that's Saturday, December 7th at the Casey Community Building. They hope to have a nice crowd for that as well. And Anita always has some big doings. They'll have their Walk Through a Winter Wonderland event coming up on December the 8th. And that'll be held Sunday, December 8th. And they're still looking for businesses, groups, organizations looking to decorate a window or have a live window. You can contact Abby Maylander or Shauna Bonsack to find out more. The Recipe Walk will be held on December 8th as well. The Anita Town and Country Club is sponsoring that from 3 to 5 on Sunday, December 8th. So any business looking to participate should contact Sarah Sisler, Tracy Knutson, or Jill Jessen. And then they'll also have the Holiday Hustle. It's a 5K run, a 1K walk. Starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on December the 8th. They'll start at the fire station, and the proceeds from that annual event will go to the Anita Food Pantry. And runners who bring a bag of non-perishable items with them will get a $5 gift card from an Anita business as well. So they moved up the time a little bit to allow more runners to participate, and they hope to be able to get it finished so that a lot of folks will have an opportunity to be able to enjoy some of the evening festivities as well. Now, entry to the race is $20, and for every paid participant, there can be a free 13 and under entrant as well. All entrants get a T-shirt, and there's an early registration period as well, and that actually has passed right now. So you can still register, though, up until the day of that event. So you can check out some of that activity as well. Lots of stuff going on there in Oneida. And we're just getting started into the Christmas season. Holy
smokes.
Still
early yet.
It is. You have any birthdays over there to tell us about?
I do. I'd like to wish happy birthday to Lorraine Hoy, celebrating her birthday on December 31st. And that's over at the Xyra Care Center. So happy birthday to Lorraine, celebrating her birthday on December 31st. Over at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Irma White, who will be celebrating her birthday on December 3rd, and also to Richard Carroll, celebrating his birthday on December 6th. So happy birthday to those folks there over at the Salem Lutheran Home.
Very nice. Some holiday-style birthdays there. Also, we have a 50th wedding anniversary wish going out to Larry and Jackie Kilcoyne of Adair, and they'll be celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary with a party hosted by their family on this Sunday, December the 1st, at the Adair Community Center, and that'll be from 1 to 4 p.m. So for those folks who would like to stop on by, again, wish Larry and Jackie Kilcoyne a happy 50th wedding anniversary. That party will be at the Adair Community Center this Sunday, December 1st, from 1 to 4 p.m., and everyone is invited to attend. Should be fun.
Yeah.
Don't have any babies to tell you about this time around. You know, we're just getting finished. We're just now starting to think about losing the pounds from the Thanksgiving. No, no, we're not.
No.
No, not so much.
Still eating leftovers yet. Come on.
You know, this is such a brutal time of the year. I mean, some people are, you know, they start to diet and they think that, oh, it's a lost cause this time of the year.
Yeah.
I mean, you go from Thanksgiving where you're just gorging yourself with great food into a period of time where it seems like almost every day there's stuff sitting wherever you go.
Yes.
If it's someone's home, if it's work, it seems like there are always treats around. And then, of course, you get into Christmas and then followed by New Year's. At our family, New Year's was always a big deal, too. That was a holiday where we all got together again. Food aplenty.
Yeah.
You know, you go all year long, and you almost never eat turkey. And then all of a sudden, you have it three huge meals in a short span, because we would always do that on Thanksgiving, Christmas Day, and then New Year's Day.
Yeah.
So we would have boom, 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 you know, in the span of about a month, you know, 5-6 weeks, all of a sudden you've got these three humongous meals all together. We should have spread those out a little better. We didn't think that through very well, did we?
Well, maybe you can start a new tradition. You can put that turkey on the grill for 4th of July next time.
Well, you know, come to think of it, that might not be the worst idea in the world. Because, you know, Easter, we have to have ham.
Yes.
That's always kind of a staple, is the Easter ham. Mm-hmm. So it's funny how we always associate certain foods with certain events.
Right.
Again, it takes you back.
Yeah.
It does. Well, we hope you had a great Thanksgiving week, or period here. We hope you're having a great finish to your Thanksgiving weekend, and get yourself psyched up for the Christmas season. It's on us now.
Yeah.
It's here. This is Jim Field.
And Stacy Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.